Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Garden Knicks podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed. I'm here with my family, of course, Rick the Ruler,
what up,
my boy Joe, and of course, we got my special guest who's probably going to pop on in a second, State. Everybody, if you know State, you know State. So shout out to everybody. How y'all feeling, man, after that game?
You on Twitter, you know State.
Yeah, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Knicks Twitter, there's no way you don't know State at this point. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason. There you go. You see the hoodie on him? State is in the middle of a show while he's on the show. This is some diabolical shit that he's doing right here. Some real diabolical, you know what I'm saying, new age shit. But hey, listen, King. Do your thing. I'm going to let you rock out. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to chop it up while we here. Shout out to the chat, my man Ivan in here. Peace to the God. How you doing, my guy?
Ivan, what's good, bro?
Xavier's in here. You're
Xavier.
How y'all doing?
No year goes unanswered.
You already know how that go. That's the anthem right there. So of course we here after we play the Pistons, which you know we expected a dub. But, you know, I mean, you can't really act too crazy because the last time we played the Pistons, it got real dicey at the end.
Last two times
it got dicey. What up?
Both games they had a lead in the fourth quarter. Both games.
And I heard a record. I think not a record, but whatever. I think when we're up by 10, when we lead by 10 in the game, we've only lost three of those games all year.
Yeah, when the Knicks got a lead, it's over, bro.
Which is crazy. So, you know what I mean? That just goes to show that these guys don't let up. You know what I mean? Like, they go up and they stay up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these teams, they have monstrous first halves and second half is like a tight game. And it happens. It happens a lot. But usually when we get in that situation, we come out with the dub. But tonight we played the Pistons. Of course, they didn't have Cade Cunningham. They didn't have their other star, Quentin Grimes. And unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? I tried to slip that one in on you.
I'm like...
I wasn't gonna say nothing. I was gonna let it rock.
Yo, my man played like six games. Played six games as a Piston.
He's like 4 for 28 from three as a Piston.
Listen, man, there's a
lot. And I think three or maybe all four were against the Knicks in the fourth quarter.
Right, exactly. I think it was like he was like 4 for 4. I don't know what he went crazy.
Yeah, he went off.
He went crazy that game. And it was kind of like, yeah, he's corny. He's a con, but whatever. Cause it was like after that, you don't do anything. But shout out to Grimes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna hate you. You know what I'm saying? It was just corny for you to go crazy in one quarter only against Nick. What happened to the rest of the teams you played against? But whatever. You know, but we handled business tonight. Let's get some of these stats up here so we can look at something. So of course. You can't talk about this game without talking about Dante DiVincenzo. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. All the amazing basketball we saw tonight, and you might remember a few baskets from Jalen Brunson. You know what I'm saying? And he threw in immediately 28 points. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Dante DiVincenzo was 14-23 from the field, 11-20 from the three. He broke the record the single game record for three-pointers, which he did against Evan Fournier, which is hilarious to watch because Evan Fournier played the best defense of his career trying to stop this guy.
bro really looked like D-boy out there. Yeah.
Yo, he was going crazy. I said, yo, is that Deuce? that's Evan over there. What is he doing? Like, he was really trying to stop him. And it wasn't just him. The whole Pistons squad, it's like they knew Dante was about to hit the record. So they were like, yo, we got to stop him. We got to do something. You know what I'm saying? And whatever. You know what I mean? And it ended up not working out in their favor. But Dante, he goes up for 40, plus 20 on, two assists, two steals, one block, five rebounds. You know what I mean? He's just, I don't know what you could say.
Yo, Apollo. Yo, what's good, King, right?
Talk to me.
I got you. Yo, now I'm muting you, right? Yo, Apollo, right? I got you right now. We recording. Live on YouTube, so make sure y'all go follow my guy, Guard Up Knicks Podcast.
Yes, sir.
If you pulled up, you see me on the screen. Make sure you like and subscribe. I'm doing two things at one time. Well, Kai, a lot of you dudes need to know when to land your goddamn plane and understand you're talking too much. With that said, Apollo, tonight, Dante DiVincenzo, big Pajai, 40 points, breaks the Knicks record. You also got Josh Hart, triple-double. Another triple double. Paul Man, Draymond Green. You got Jalen Brunson, Jalen Iverson. He's looking good. So with that said, back to y'all show. I love what y'all doing. Make sure if you're listening to the Twitter space, you go follow my man Otto, man.
Please do that. Appreciate y'all.
I think I'm about to go follow, man. I'm scared.
Yo, State said it, bro. If you on Twitter, you gotta do what State says. You know what I'm saying? That's his domain.
Stop playing, yo. Stop playing.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop playing, yo. Five.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, stop playing. But for real, though. Hit me with that subscribe, man. I appreciate you. But anyway, back to the game. Back to the game. Dante. Rick, tell me how you felt watching Dante go off for Dante's Inferno today. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me.
Yeah, I gotta say I'm pleased that he's a Knick, man. Like when we first traded for him or got him in a trade, I was just like, I don't know. You know, we didn't really do much, but we got Dante. All right, we'll see how this goes. But man, he's been really solid, really, really solid player. And tonight he just showed what he can do. And I just hope that we, you know, take that and keep going and moving forward and do something this postseason. That's really what I'm waiting to see. Who comes back healthy and how we play in the postseason. So Dante, keep it up, man.
Joe, talk to me. How you feel about watching Dante's Inferno tonight?
The big rag goo. 41 minutes, 14 to 23, 11 to 20 from 3-point. He got up 23s, yo.
That was wild.
He got up 23s, yo.
That was wild.
11 to 20 from three. Somehow one from three from the free throw line. Don't ask. Five rebounds. I'm sorry. Two assists, right. Two steals, a block, plus 21. I mean, what more can you say about this guy, yo? Like, one thing that I was worried about earlier in the year was like, because you knew he would shoot the three fine, but he wasn't finishing around the rim. He was missing a lot of layups. Like, it was actually scary to see him drive to the basket.
Right.
He seems to figure that part of his game out now, and it's just all coming together. He's hitting mid-range jumpers when he needs to now. He's doing a little bit of everything. Floaters. So it's beautiful to see his game just kind of round out, man, the way it has. You know? So shout out to Dante, man. Shout out to the Villanova 3 holding it down with 30 out.
And it's the time. It's really the timing, too. You know what I mean? It's not just what he's doing. It's at the time that he's doing it because we need him to be doing it at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's he hasn't been doing this every single game. Of course, he's not dropping four. We'd be talking about Dante in a different light if these are games that we saw every night from Dante DiVincenzo. Right. But effort every single night. You never got to question his effort, his defense. Decision-making. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? His passing. The only thing that is not on every single night is his shot might be on and off. He's a streaky shooter. A lot of shooters are like that, especially at that position. You know what I'm saying? But more often than not, Dante does everything you really want him to do at that position. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he takes on the challenge. He's not the greatest defender. But when it comes to getting in those lanes and, you know, making that right tip pass, he's always making the right decision. So, you know what I mean?
He's just disruptive.
He's disruptive.
He's on defense.
Dante is seventh in the NBA in deflections, right?
In deflections.
He's really, like, disruptive on the defensive end. Like, he's a solid 3-and-D championship role player.
Absolutely.
Now, the Knicks got to find out where the other pieces fit because we got three first-round picks coming in this year, and you got Mitchell Robinson questions. You got iHeart questions. You got OG and Anobi. He's made of brown paper bags. You got questions about him. So, you know, Dante just showing up. And Dante and McBride, I think combined, their two contracts, they make about $16 million. That is absurd.
Those are like, the Knicks put this front office low-key put together some of the wildest contracts I've seen for the talent that we have, yo. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. You know what I'm saying? And not too long ago, State will tell you, not too long ago, not everybody was a fan of the front office and what they was doing, right, State? Talk to me.
They still cool, but I'm not giving them no flowers.
No. You don't give them flowers yet. Wait, the job ain't done. But I do appreciate how they built this roster. You know what I'm saying? Now it's, you know, Tibbs got to do his job. You know what I'm saying? You got to fulfill your job and your role and all that. You got to get these guys right. And you know what I'm saying? What we did last year, I felt like if things were a little bit different, I don't know. Hopefully what we saw in the playoffs from Julius was due to injury. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say that, right? If that's a healthy roster, I could see us taking Miami to 7 and maybe even taking it all the way, you know, not all the way, but, you know, getting out of that series. Now, that was a roster that's completely different from this team right now. You know what I'm saying? These guys are really tied together. Even without OG, we still are one of the best defensive teams in the league. It's kind of wild how that happens. You know what I'm saying? And then you just, if you're going to throw OG in the mix, you're going to tell him, listen, we need you to play in this series. We'll rest you here and there when the game, you know, because usually when you get further on in the playoffs, there's more rest games in between the games. I don't see him missing a lot of games throughout the playoffs. I just don't see it. I see they're going to take as many chances as they can throughout the season, let him do his thing. But getting back to Dante, the disruption that he causes, it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really...
I'm watching highlights right now. Like, how many times I see this guy just annoying as hell. Poke the ball away from behind.
Yeah.
Like, he's tipping balls in the passing lane. He's just all over the place.
He reads those passes pretty well where he can...
Shout out to all the clowns and all the busters out there. That was in a panic and losing their minds. The Knicks are 14-11 without Julius Randle. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to fucking relax.
Yep. We good.
If you don't think that it's okay, go check what the 76ers record is without Joel and then get back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I disagree with that. Shit ain't sweet.
Disagree. I didn't say shit was sweet, but we're 14-11 without him. What more could you ask for?
That's cute.
You want more?
No, it's not even that. All of that gets thrown out once it hits April 14th, brother. Like, once the Bulls the last game.
I'm not. You talking about the playoffs, though, bro. I'm talking about stemming the tide while this guy's been out. And Knicks fans that was losing their mind when we were losing games. Like, we weren't supposed to lose games without our second best player.
That's correct.
That's all I'm talking about. That's all I'm talking about. Yeah, we obviously we need the guy back for the playoffs, bro. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But I'm just talking about, like, Knicks fans were losing their minds when we would lose a game, and it's just like some nights is going to be like that without this guy.
Mm-hmm. And then they have to also adjust to how they're going to play Brunson. And I think once they figured out how they're going to play Brunson and how the team has to move and operate within that, I think they started to play a little bit better. Because after a while, you know what I mean? It was just, all you got to do is throw the double at Brunson and they don't know what the hell to do. You know what I mean? Took a couple games for us to figure that out. And that didn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So credit to Tibbs, the coaching staff, for doing that. But these guys got to figure it out. Julius got to get healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Got to get healthy, bro.
It could be a lot worse. But at the end of the day, I don't want another Julius was hurt excuse in the playoffs. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see that again. Especially when team fully healthy, we actually have a chance this year.
Yeah, really good shot.
Unfortunately, we don't know how healthy he's gonna be when he gets back, bro.
Like, what I'm saying, I'm saying is the excuse. The excuse.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too. Yeah, I'm sick of it too.
I'm sick of the excuse. Not, you know what I mean? I'm not giving nobody no passes when it comes to that. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how long we can keep this roster together with the contracts that we got. The chemistry and all of that. Because then, what if Julius...
Yeah, the time is now, bro.
Yeah, the time is now. What if Julius gets held up and it just doesn't rock?
Yo, Apollo. Yo, what's good, King? Let me throw this at you, Apollo, because I really want your opinion on this. And shout-outs to everybody who's tuning in on YouTube with God Up Next. Shout-outs to everybody who's tuning in with me on Twitter, man. The post name space is always trying to be most consistent. Apollo, my guy Ray just said it's not... Monty Williams is not the reason why the Pistons are ass. He's saying this to town. When you look at the Pistons tonight, do they look like a team that's properly coached due to the talent that's handed to them right now? You telling me that if Tibbs had that roster, they'll look like that tonight?
No.
So then let's
stop. No, they would not. They wouldn't have lost 28 straight games. No. I tell you that.
There's no way Tibbs would have allowed that to happen. Hell no.
But bro, let's talk about it for a second. I don't want to turn this into a Pistons podcast, but so I mean
that'll
I don't
be,
because
be fun.
They're the Pistons, but like I just feel like 28 straight games that they lost is absurd, right? But let's take it back to Monty and Phoenix. Monty got clapped by 40 in two elimination games in Phoenix, y'all. Can we not ignore that, yo? Can we acknowledge that he got clapped by 40 twice in elimination games?
That happened, yo.
That happened. And I feel like it doesn't get talked about.
I'm not going to sit here and call Monty a great coach because we, you know, the evidence doesn't really add up. There's a lot that shows that he can be a good coach, and there's a lot
he's good.
Yeah, he's good. I think he's a decent coach. He's a middle of the pack coach. He's not going to really. My thing is not every coach is built to drive culture and habits into guys the way that Tibbs is. You know what I'm saying? Like Tibbs does it a little bit differently. He's a psycho with this shit. Number one, he doesn't do anything else. He doesn't have a family that he really gives a damn about besides for basketball. This staff is his family. Like, I don't think people really understand that shit. He doesn't
really... like a sister or something.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got some blood relatives out there.
Sure, he loves her. I'm sure he loves his sister dearly.
Dearly, but I guarantee he doesn't talk to as much as he talked to his staff. Nowhere near. And I mean, even in the offseason, he probably talks to his staff more than he talks to his sister. But he's a psycho like that, you know what I mean? And that's why at this point, I haven't, and I'm gonna be honest, not all of us was fans of Tibbs. We were not all. Joe, different. Joe sees the game a little bit different way. I'm not gonna speak for Joe. Me, a little bit more impatient. There were some things that I didn't like that I saw in the first couple years, you know what I'm saying? But to see what the hell he's done with the pieces that he's finally given, you give him a point guard that knows what the hell to do. You know what I'm saying? You give
a point guard that can hit a shot.
You know what I'm saying? You give him a bunch of guys that want to play around these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out Alfred Payton.
Please don't. But it's shout out Alfred Payton. No slight. Shout out Alfred. But anyway, you can get out of here. But my point is Tibbs does things a little bit differently, man. Now, like I said, I wasn't always a fan of the dude because of how the things that I've seen. But the past 2 years, just seeing how he's keeping these guys, and they've let him listen, this stuff he still does to this day that I don't like watching. I'm like, why is he still in there? I still ask that question sometimes. I do ask that question. Listen, I'm not a coach. I don't get paid for this shit. But I have the right to ask why certain guys in a game, if you're up 30, if he doesn't have a record to break, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes those are the questions that I ask about Tibbs, and that's it. Like everything else, I have nothing else to say about the guy. You know what I mean? The fact that the only thing I can say about you is when we're up 30, like why is this guy in the game? All right, cool. But that's not something I'm gonna sit here and just be like, oh, I like it. Nah, I don't like it. But shit, the trade-off is amazing right now. You know what I'm saying? From what we're seeing. But anyway, let's get back to the game because I don't want to, like you said, we went crazy. Almost talked about the Pistons and all that shit. But Miles McBride.
We could talk about a Piston. We could talk about Bogdanovich.
An ex-Piston. But we'll get to him later.
Nah, he's still a Piston. He's still washing the stench off, bro.
Yo, I don't know, bro. He's playing like he still got like a red and blue jersey on sometimes. So I kind of like
he gotta wash the stench off. He was okay tonight, though.
He had 13 tonight, but a lot of it, I'm hoping that this wasn't I'ma bust my old team's ass kind of game. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see more of this from Box. I want to see you attacking the way you was attacking tonight and getting to the paint and taking certain shots, and you know what I mean, just a lot of shit that he's been doing. A lot of turnovers and driving into two guys, and I'm like, that is Boggs.
You're not like that, bro.
Number one, you're not like that. Number two, you not on the Pistons no more, bro. You got a whole bunch of good players surrounding you. You can pass the rock. It's okay. I promise.
Just give it up, bro. It's okay.
Just get a pull up. But
bro, Bogdan is terrible. And Burke's terrible.
Bro, I can't wait until we're fully healthy and we don't have to give them so many minutes. You know what I mean? And we can play them situationally. That's what I'm looking for. When you can put Boggs in the game because you kind of want to spread the floor, he might be able to hit an open shot for you in the corner or something like that. And Burke's too. Cool. But running them for 10, 15 minutes in a game, especially when you put them out there together, oh my God, sometimes that shit is frustrating to watch, dog. It's like, what is that Monty's fault, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Were they always like that? I don't know.
Nah, so So it's funny that you say that. So I was listening to the Knicks Film School pregame pod, and the Pistons guy said that he's in shock. So you can't believe how bad they've been.
Really?
Yeah, he said it's unbelievable how bad they've been.
Now, JJ Redick did say something about being traded midseason, and as a shooter,
it's hard.
So, I mean, I'm not giving these guys the ultimate pass because, like I said, it's not just the shot falling sometimes. It's the type of shot that you're taking. Like, the amount of times I see Burks come down sometimes and not look at a teammate.
He shoots as soon as he get it.
Bro, he got the ball at
I think he's made like five meaningful passes since he's been here.
He's trying to find a shot. Like he wants to shoot, he wants to score, but like it's just not falling for him, and it doesn't look good.
Maybe if you take better shots, that'll help.
I mean that's easy for us to say, but I mean like he's out there, he's trying to find what his shot is and make an impact. Because when he left the Knicks the first time, he left on a good note.
And so,
think
about that. the Burks. This is the difference.
Depends on who you ask.
Burks looked a lot like the Burks we're seeing now. The difference was we had nothing else outside of Julius and RJ at that point. And quickly, you know what I'm saying? So when you had Burks out there, that was your best shooter outside of quickly. You know what I'm saying? Like you really had nobody else out there. So it's like, yo, go ahead, do his thing. So he would, I remember him coming down and not passing the ball. Taking a shot, brick. And I'm like, all right, cool. Because nobody else is here. Right. We need that. Like, go ahead. Like, just like the first game in the playoffs. Was it the first game when we played the Hawks? I think game one, when he had like 20 something points that first game. And I was like, well, this is what we need him for, because nobody else could do it. But I know he's not gonna do this every game. You know what I'm saying? Now we're starting to see it, and we're a way better team.
Yeah.
We're a team that's used to these guys. 3-4 seconds, ball's out of their hand. You know what I mean? This ball movement, this player movement, and he come down and he's like ISO man. Still, and it's kind of like, all right, now it stands out more, dude. You gotta chill out. So, situationally, cool. I would like to see them in there a little bit more situationally than just running the whole platoon of both of them out there together. So, but anyway, back to McBride. You know what I'm saying? Because we haven't been able to talk about McBride. McBride's been amazing as of late. He didn't shoot the three well tonight. It was 1-7, but didn't he just have 30 last game? Was it 30 at last game?
Yeah, career high.
The dude is just,
it was 26.
It's 26,
I believe.
Yeah, 26, and then the other game he had 29. Yeah, 29 was the career high.
Okay. It's the shit that he's doing on the night. The If you look at the minutes, let's put the minutes up there. Let's just compare to anybody else, right? Look at the minutes that he's got. The dude is playing more minutes than anybody on the team. And it's like, did you expect this when we traded quickly? Did anybody expect this when we traded quickly for him to be playing 43 minutes a game? And at this level, shooting, I mean, his percentage probably dipped a little bit after this game, but shooting around 40% from three, that's not what anyone expected him to do. You know what I'm saying? And at the, like you said, the value that he's at, stay talked about the contract he has. It's just to watch this dude blossom. Ever since he's been given the opportunity, he came right in. Everybody was thinking at first, like, is this a fluke? Is the first couple games? Yeah, he's hyped because he's getting more minutes. Nah, he's been here every time. It's to the point now where dudes put that shit up. I'm like, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know what I mean? I don't remember being that person at the beginning of the season. You know what I'm saying? So to see where he came from being sometimes the third, fourth guy off the bench and not even getting minutes sometimes earlier this season to getting 43 minutes, it's kind of wild. And I mean, clearly he had a 48-minute game. But y'all talk to me how you feel about Deuce, man.
Yeah, RBL. Bobby's got that. He got Detroit fever.
Go ahead, talk to me about Bruce, man.
Go ahead,
Bruce. Deuce. I said Bruce. Deuce. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, man. Like I always liked a shot. Like I just felt like he was small, so like he didn't get a lot of opportunities to to really show off the shot, but he's gotten more confident in his shot. Like he shoots over players now, which is, mm-hmm. is pretty impressive. And I think he's finding his rhythm. I think the reason why he gets as much minutes, well, actually, I shouldn't say that, but he does run with Brunson on the floor as well. So, you know, he has the opportunity to get some more scoring in there. But I've always liked his defense, but now he really stepped up in the offensive game. So it's good to see.
Right. That's facts. Totally, no,
but isn't that the key, though? That's the key for anybody that's going to come here and be a smaller guard like McBride is. Uh-huh. If you really want to get minutes, you got to be able to play with Brunson. Mm-hmm. Because we already know you could pencil Brunson in for like 36 a night.
Yeah.
So that only leaves 12 for you if you can't play with him.
Right.
But this dude is proving that with his long-ass arms that he could guard up a position. And guard bigger dude. So, yeah. I mean, it's a testament to him, bro. And the shooting is, just when the crowd is preemptively yelling Deuce as you're rising up for your shot, like you have reached another level of like, yeah. like fandom at the Garden, right. bro. Thanks. Like right. you're like Steve Novak level right yeah. now, bro. Yeah. Yep. Where like when Novak would rise up for a shot, the crowd would go berserk before mm-hmm. he even let it go.
Yeah. And we're still talking about a dude who's probably the best on-ball defender on the team outside of OG. You know what I'm saying? And gets in the passing lanes, gets fast breaks. He'll dunk on you if you sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kid is an all-around athlete. He does everything. You know what I'm saying? He sees the game a little bit differently than your normal young point guard. You know what I'm saying? But It says a lot about these guys who can play together. You know what I'm saying? It's not just guys having good games and stuff like that, but it's the chemistry that allows these guys to take a night off and let another guy have a night. That happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like Josh Hart, we ain't talking
about. Who was that he bopped? Who was that he bopped in the fourth quarter? He caught somebody at the top of the key.
Was it Sasser?
I think it was Sasser. He went between the legs and like crossed him over and just left him standing there.
And then Sasser went and got him back. He definitely got him back in the corner. Because I peeped that. I was like, all right, see, y'all going at each other. Cool. That's cool. That's good to see. But you know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to you, Apollo, once again, man. Shout out to your chat. Shout out to everybody listening in mm-hmm. on Twitter Spaces. Deuce McBride has been a revelation this season. He's a man who I didn't know he was this good, actually. I didn't know he was going to transform into one of the best three-point shooters on the New York Knicks. I also didn't know he had a handle. He's been crossing people a little bit lately.
Going Jay, crazy.
You come on my space, you've been talking BS since January. You don't never come up here and provide nothing to the Knicks community. I'm warning all of you dudes that come on here and just come on the internet, and these be grown men. These be grown men who pay rent that come on the internet and cry about another man crying. But you don't provide anything. You're not giving nobody nothing for free. You're not giving us no free services. You're not giving nothing. Shout out to Deuce McBride, man.
Taking up space. Yo, it's hilarious. You got to be in the space when this shit happened to really get it. That should be hilarious, bro.
Talking that nonsense. Deuce McBride, you know what else about Deuce McBride that I love too? You know what I love about Deuce McBride too? Is Deuce, it is how can I say this? He never complained, mm-hmm. right?
So bro, had, exactly. We had a lot of complainers, bro.
You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of complainers, but rightfully so. Quickly, he deserved to start. Obi Toppin, Randall was playing like garbage. He deserved to get his goddamn minutes. RJ Barrett, should we talk about it? But Leon Rose has done a great job of putting all of these guys in positions to succeed on teams that is allowing them to flourish. So, you know, Deuce McBride, he's allowed to flourish. He's making, what, $13 million for a three-year contract? Man, I'm kidding.
Hell yeah.
Shout outs to Deuce, man.
You can't beat that, man. It's just the value that Deuce is bringing you. On a night to night, number one, he's always gonna be ready, whether he's starting or not. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, he's been starting for the last three, four games now, and he's been ready every single game from the start to finish. You know what I mean? He might rest a couple minutes and he's right back out there because he's reliable. And to have somebody to start their career off being that reliable, a lot of these guys don't figure out how to be this reliable until they're about, you know, 20, 26, 28. They get around that age, then it's kind of like, oh, this is what a team needs. This is how I get minutes. He's figured it out right away. That's just in his DNA. You know what I'm saying? So I see a long career for this kid. Hopefully he's a Knick for a long time. He's the kind of player who's not too high on the value, not too low on the value, so you can keep him around for a long time. That's the kind of, that's why it's been so easy for the dudes for Golden State to keep Draymond around, because it's like, yeah, he's good, but he's not like that good to where you got to pay him that much money. So you could keep that kind of contract on your team for a long time. So Deuce is one of those guys. I'm hoping that we could, you know, have that kind of luck with him in terms of him his tenure as a Knick. But let's talk about my man Josh, man. My favorite Knick outside of Jalen Brunson. You know what I'm saying? I think since he's gotten here, it's been, you've seen, you could tell the moment he got here, the culture change was, oh, we got to follow what this dude does when he's on the floor. You know what I mean? And it was completely different. Completely different from, you know, who did we trade for? How do we get him? It was a...
Who?
Josh Hart. How did that...
What traded Cam Reddish.
Cam Reddish. That's what it was. Mm. Cam Reddish. There's no... Listen, at the time... that trade didn't go over well.
Really?
I don't know why though. I thought it was a brilliant trade.
Trust me. State could talk about it.
Nick's Twitter is the Twitter Twilight Zone, bro.
It's wild. But the Cam Reddish time period was wild. You know what I'm saying? Like and he actually had a lot of chances, bro. Like, he, Atlanta, here, and we were just talking about guys that just figure out how to, oh, this is what a team needs. Like, he's one of those guys that might not figure it out until he's 27, 28 years old. And then that spark that he had as a young budding star is gone now, because now you just have to be a role player. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way you're going to get on the roster. And it's going to take a while for NBA teams to believe and trust that you can be that guy and not complain, that we were just talking about. So that's the thing about Cam, to me, was the talent was there, but he wasn't willing to sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, sometimes I might not touch the ball. Sometimes I might not get in the game. You see Shake Milton on the bench with a big-ass smile on his face. You haven't played. He played. How many games has Shake played since he's been here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
been in like two or three for garbage time,
right? And that's, you don't see him mad, you don't see, he be on the bench smiling, he'd be the first one up half the time, because people like to have that kind of energy on a bench. I don't give a damn how talented you are, if you're gonna be on the bench mad that you're not playing, and there's guys sitting around you that get that energy and the vibes off of them too. So there's certain guys that can't be happy for other guys because they know you're not going to be happy for this guy. So if it just messes up chemistry, and it's not healthy to have those kind of guys in your environment. So you take that and you flip it with Josh Hart. Not only is he not complaining, he's leading. He's doing everything that you need him to do defensively. He might not be the flashiest dude to score, but he's going to get a bucket when you need him to get a bucket. He's going to hustle. And that's just the kind of player he is. His sixth triple double in the past month and a half.
Yeah, he got a chance to go for the record.
He's never had a triple double in his career prior to these past couple months.
Yeah, now he's collecting them.
It's just wow. It's wild.
The team record for a season is 8,
and he's at 6 right now.
And he got 6, and the way he's been getting them, like, quickly, he's been racking them up. You got a chance to break the record.
And he's going to have a lot of opportunity because it doesn't seem like they're going to rush Julius back.
Nah, they're not.
They're going to be running a lot of Josh Hart at the four. You know what I mean? So you got Josh Hart at the four running a lot. It's, to me personally, he has a couple more opportunities to not only break the record, but set a nice one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got 11 more games left in the season. And you telling me he only needs to get 2 more triple doubles, 2-3? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens really, really fast. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, number one, we got 43 wins, which, you know what I mean, If we just get 7 more, we can hit that 50 mark. That's me. I want to see 50. If I could get 50 out of my guys, I'm not gonna complain if I don't get 50.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because clearly, if we get anywhere near 50 with the amount of games that Julius Randle and OG and these guys have missed, and Mitch, is crazy.
That's key.
So hold on. We got 43 wins, right? Mm-hmm. 43 wins tonight. We got what, 12 games left?
I think it was 12 before tonight, so I think it's 11.
Let me. So it's 11 games. So we got to go 7-4.
Mm-hmm. If that's what it is, yep.
That's doable, but it's about to get hard after like the Raptors and the Spurs. Like mm-hmm. we got some games coming up, man. We got OKC coming up. We got Boston coming up.
We got 11. Yeah. So the only teams that I see us really. I can't say that because, you know, shit happens. Yeah. But the teams that should be a challenge for us. Thunder on Sunday. I mean, Miami, but I'm not really worried about Miami. The Bucks next Sunday. And then the Celtics the next Thursday.
I'm worried about Miami only because they fighting for their lives.
Fighting for their lives right now. Absolutely. For sure. But if OG's back, I'm not really worried about that. And that's 4 games away. That's over a week. That gives OG
time. And the Bulls been a little spicy.
Are they on their way? Are they in the play-in? What is the standings looking like? The Bulls are 9th. Yeah, they're in the play-in.
Yeah, they've been spicy, bro. Like, you're not just gone. You got to beat them. They're not going to just give it to you.
But I'm also not worried about none of these motherfuckers, honestly.
Right.
We got to play them. Whoa.
I'm going to keep it real.
We played them.
Two times.
Three times
we played them.
Three times. They're spicy. They're spicy team, bro. They really are.
Every team is going to turn it up to match what we've been doing this year. I expect that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what other teams are doing, but what we're doing is, if not equally, a lot more impressive from what we came from just last year. You know what I'm saying? And last year was a wild improvement. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Knicks dealing with multiple injuries throughout the season. We still staying afloat.
And you still got guys coming. Mitch might be back this week. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Mitch. Then you get OG back. First of all, you got all of that defense you adding to this roster. Number one, we already what? Number two in defense? Number one and two in defense in the league? I don't see a lot of these heavy teams are gonna start resting their guys. I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics rested their guys that game. Honestly. You know what I'm saying? Because they locked in for the number one seed. Why would they
They don't have nothing to play for, really.
They don't got nothing to play for. You know what I'm saying? The Bucks too. The Bucks might be locked in for the second seed. Why would they go
still
out there?
Still Knicks fan.
First of all, let me apologize to the chat. I've been neglecting the hell out of y'all, bro. I apologize. I truly apologize. So, RBL, I see you in here. I see Namaska. Let's go. Yes, sir. Still Knicks fan said, what's good, family? Salute to the chat. Salute to Joe, Rick, and Apollo. Shout out to my guy, State, who was on his Lil Wayne mixtape running through the Knicks community. That's exactly what he's doing. Shout out to my boy State, man. Shout out to my boys. You know we go way back, like full flats, bro.
Xavier got a string of. I feel like he got one more coming.
Oh, I see. Oh, he's brewing.
He's brewing. He cooking right now, bro.
Yeah. He in the kitchen. All right. So Xavier says, I think the Knicks are playing possum with these injuries. I see where you're going here. I like.
I thought that too.
I'm not gonna lie. First Julius was ramping up. He was on his way back. And then it's like, nah. He'll be back soon. It's like, what? You kind of want to be worried, but it's like, this is Julius we're talking about. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's crazy because I think you would agree the same way, bro.
Absolutely.
I feel the same way, Paul. I feel like it's Julius. Like, this dude is like a cyborg, right? Like, there's no way. But then on the other hand, I'm like, what if he really is? Like, what if still he really jacked up?
See, my thing is, I think if anything, Julius probably said, all right, I saw how this went last year. I rushed it back. I didn't see and test to make sure I was 100% before I came back. Because if you remember, he came back right before the season ended. And then he didn't have a reason to miss it. Then he ended up missing the first, first game. Well, then he rolled his ankle in the first game.
It was an injury again. So he just got injured. So I don't think it was anything.
Yeah, so I do see him thinking about, all right, longevity. Do I want to risk it in the regular season? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to
come back just for the postseason.
Yeah, he got to play, bro.
No. I think he's going to come back before. I highly doubt Julius takes the rest of these 11 games off. We got 11 games left.
He ain't even had full contact yet, bro.
Yeah.
I think it's more by design, though. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, we do want you to get back into rhythm before you come back. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's not like we're losing and we need you for positioning. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like you said, Celtics, Bucks, they're going to start resting guys because their position is pretty much set. You know what I'm saying? So we're not in their position, but at the same time, by the end of the season, we might be in a position where, like, yo, play them a few games, see, you know, get them a run, you know, get them a good 20 minutes, you know what I mean? See how he does, because it's not like it's an ankle or knee or something like that. It's a shoulder. He could take jump shots for the whole game. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to see him get minutes. I do want to see him get in it. But anyway, let me finish up Xavier's.
If he's shooting jump shots for the whole game.
Then I know. Trust me. I'm just throwing that out there.
My PTSD is kicking in, bro.
Chill. All I'm saying is that he might not want to be out there doing everything. You know what I mean? He could ease himself back in by doing that.
You're bringing me back to game six, bro.
When he took
two shots in the paint, yeah.
It was three shots.
My trauma will not let me forget. It was scary, bro. Like,
no, it was two shots in the paint, three shots inside the three-point line. That's what it was.
I feel like you're trying to, like, offer that guy up to me. That's not what I want, bro.
Well, all I'm saying is not during the playoffs, but I'm saying he can get a run in without getting hurt. Is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But don't he gotta play his game though?
He's gotta test that out, bro.
I need to see him.
I need to see him bury somebody
under the basket, bro. Yeah.
Look, this is what I'm saying. Last year, what was it? It was an ankle injury. That's why he could not do that kind of shit that we're used to him doing. That's different. It's lift, planting, putting yourself in position in the paint, jumping. You're worrying about landing, all of that shit. That's, to me, why I think you got most of that, Julius, based off of what I've seen so far. So, but like I said, let's finish Xavier's.
So you're not worried about the way he uses shoulder?
We talked about this. Yes, he's a lefty, and it's his right shoulder. So we have to be.
Yes.
Yes, I understand. Trust me, we've talked about that here a lot. I know. I get it. But I'm like saying, you said,
I do believe he's like the $6 million man, bro.
You said he's a cyborg. So all I'm saying is, yeah, he might be ready to go, but at the same time, these guys are rolling. At this point, it's possible that you throw him in a lineup and then he start losing because now we got to start playing around Julius again, which yeah. I think we're honestly overthinking this whole shit. Really.
Xavier was cooking though. And
Xavier's cooking. Not a fool.
We went off the rails.
The fool getting cold. Hold on. Let me finish this. So I think the Knicks are playing pop. All I did, I said one sentence.
We went crazy.
My bad, Xavier. All right. So I think the Knicks are playing possum with these injuries. They're being strategic and shifty. Yes, all these players were hurt, but after a while, I feel like they also saw we still have good positioning without three of our top guns. Yes, they have to get rhythm with the team, but it's more valuable to go into the playoffs healthy. Also, by holding Julius, OG, and Mitch out games, they can't get all NBA or all defensive, aka they don't demand big money in the offseason. The Knicks can, money-wise, could potentially re-sign a lot of these guys on all good contracts. Knicks are playing chess. Long game. I could see that vision there with the long game. Like I said, I do see them you know, trying to balance it out. You know what I mean? Not saying, hey, you're going to rest or, hey, rush back. I think it's kind of feeling it out, letting you.
Yo, Apollo, I want to shoot this question. I want to shoot this question at all of y'all. Mm-hmm. And this is the question that bothers me the most.
Mm-hmm.
We know we're going to make the playoffs. That's God's given.
Exactly.
Who would you rather play on your way to the Eastern Conference Finals? Would you rather play Orlando in the first round and then possibly play the Celtics in the second round? Or would you rather play the Miami Heat in the first round and then in the second round you play the Milwaukee Bucks?
Obviously, you would ask for the easiest route out of the first round, which would be Orlando, right? But then it puts you square in a position to have to deal with Boston right away. Now, me personally, I would like to see Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals just, you know what I mean? So I can, you know, on that stage, I don't want to see nobody saying like, oh, you lucky you didn't get to play the Celtics on the way. Nah, I want to see the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, the biggest stage in the Eastern Conference, and we get them out of here. That's what I want personally. I love all the smoke like that, but to have to deal with Miami and then the Bucks. First of all, how many guys are we gonna have healthy after that Miami series is what I'm worried about. That's a real honest question.
Facts, bro. Facts. Because you know they're taking at least three of our guys with them.
Taking at least two to three guys with them. If they're going down, y'all coming with us. Luckily, they don't have Kyle Lowry no more, because that'll be three, four guys you take it out. But it's just gonna be Bam and Jimmy. They're gonna be taking out a whole. And maybe even Jaquez, I don't know how to say his name. I sound old as hell when I try to pronounce these names. But anyway.
Jaime Jaquez.
That's how you say his shit?
Yeah, Jaime Jaquez.
Anyway.
that's the dude from Miami, right?
Yeah, the dude from Miami.
That's the dude that took my man up. It took Julius out.
Yeah. So that's my thing. Do I really want to see Miami? I don't want to see Miami on it at all. Only not that because I don't think we could beat them. Nah. It's not that I don't think we could beat y'all. Because I think with this team, I think we'd slaughter them. And I think because of how good we are, they would make a lot of frustrating plays. You know what I mean? Or they're out of frustration and they'll make a foul and they'll tip.
And we actually have a matchup for Jimmy.
Yes.
For the first time, we actually have a legit Jimmy matchup for Jimmy.
Going to be quiet. But on the other end, we're going to feel it. And this is what I'm saying. I don't know if I want that in the first round. We got to deal with Jimmy and them in the first round and then hobble through the rest of the playoffs.
So let me throw this at you. Mm-hmm. And I just threw this at everybody on the Twitter space. Like,
mm-hmm.
I prefer to play Miami. We can beat Miami with a hobbled Randle and a hobbled OG. We can beat them, right? Orlando would gentlemen sweep the Knicks. If I got to watch. Let me explain.
Nah,
basketball.
Bro.
Let's talk basketball.
State.
We're going to talk basketball.
Let's talk basketball.
Let him finish his point.
Randle compromised. He might put up civil rights stats. Pala Banchero, first time All-Star, is fully healthy, and that's who Randle going to have to go at in the playoffs. Randle's going to get smoked. Then you got Franz Wagner. What he might do to OG and Anobi, if OG's not healthy, the ancestors might wake up out of the ground. Then you got, you telling me, that Jonathan Isaac, who hasn't been healthy these past few years, right? It's not going to affect Randle's game. The Knicks would be lucky if they win two games out of that series. No tall wings in sense.
Hold, please. All right. I need you to tell me something. I'm going to look at this real quick, right? And this is not to be disrespectful, to this franchise, right? I'm gonna run through the list of the roster. You know what I mean? Real quick. Paolo Banchero,
mm-hmm.
Franz Wagner,
mm-hmm. Fire.
Wagner, Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs,
on a career intensity year, crazy, going. Great defender,
absolutely,
keep going,
absolutely,
keep going.
Anthony uh-huh. Black,
good rookie, great defender. Jalen cool. Brunson tore right. up last time, but it's okay. We talking playoffs now.
Keep right, going. Right, 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 Right. We're talking about Jalen Brunson in the playoffs, but Cole Anthony, Jonathan Isaac, Markelle Fultz,
Keep going.
Mo Wagner, what we say his name, Wendell Carter Jr., Joe Ingles, Gary Harris. Listen, I need you to tell me how many years of playoff experience all of them 10 motherfuckers I just named you got.
What that got to do with anything?
That got everything to do with everything.
Stay on top
of the fact that they're a bottom five offense and they're a bottom five 3-point shooting team.
Shoot the ball.
I'm not afraid of this team in the playoffs.
I get your point. But there is absolutely no way, State, that this team beats us. And I don't care if we go to
let alone
a sweep.
There's no way they're beating us. They're not beating us in the. I don't care if this shit goes seven, State.
Okay.
We can bet money. Okay. You want to bet money?
We can bet money.
We can bet money. I promise you right now. I don't care if Randall's there or not. There's no way we losing to Orlando in the first round.
Nah, I don't want that. All right. And when it happens, yo.
No. We can just put money up.
No, we can put the money up. I'm telling you right now, Randall's gonna be hobbling, right? I prefer Miami.
We don't know that.
We just watched the last two playoffs runs with him. What are we talking about?
We're talking about last year. You said he's gonna be hobbled this year. We don't know what state he's coming back in.
Yeah, we don't.
Until I see it, I can't call it.
Listen. Let me talk to you real quick. I hate how we look when we play that team. But you know why I hate?
We haven't played them healthy.
Not even that. We never took them serious until this last game that we played them. That's the only reason why they looked the way they looked towards. I'm promising you this, State. We did not. This is not the same squad, number one. Number two, they don't have a team that's built for the playoffs. When the playoffs comes, it's half court. They have no half court game, bro. They don't. A lot of these buckets is ISO from Paolo. If you take those buckets away and you take away the fast break, they're not scoring. They don't hit the three well. They don't spread the floor. Tibbs is going to have a field day with the motherfuckers, bro. I promise.
He really is.
But go ahead, Joe. I knew you were going to say something.
Yo, so the first time we played them, we were relatively healthy, if I remember correctly. Second time we played them, no Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
The third time we played them was, I think, right before or after the trade, where we had like nobody.
No OG, no Julius.
I think Obi Toppin's brother and Charlie Brown Jr. played in that game.
Facts.
Like, facts. And then we see what happened the last time we played them.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero reason to have any fear of this team. Yeah. That's bottom five in offense and bottom five in 3-point shooting.
Yes.
I have no reason to fear them, bro.
Listen, will it be a fight? Absolutely, because that's the type of team that they are. They're tough team.
As hell, bro.
Tough team. But in terms of being fearful of how we would handle them in a playoff situation.
And let's not forget last year what Miami did. And nobody expected Miami to play the way they did. And yes, they have a different team now. They're not playing as well, but they have that playoff experience. And Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. So I would take Orlando.
Give me Orlando Boston, bro. Give me Orlando Boston.
Yo, you said Orlando Boston. Yeah, I take Orlando Boston, and it's simply because what I don't want is the health of our guys. Miami, it's not a worry about it. Do I think we can beat them? I think we can beat them.
Yeah, every time we play them, they take people out, bro.
Yeah, it's just literally they're going to hurt. They're going to try to hurt us. That's Pat Riley. He did it while he was here. Like, we know this guy. That's the style of basketball.
You talking about 97?
Listen, bro. Listen, that's 97, 98, and he carried that culture. Listen, that's the Knicks culture over there, bro. I don't care what they say.
I have like something in my head, like a vision stuck in my head of Pat Riley, like, with like, I don't know, like an earpiece, and Eric Spoelstra's ear, like, yo, sweep the leg. Like, sweep the leg, bro. Yeah,
you see him on the bench, like.
Every time we played them, bro, they injured somebody, yo. They took Quickly out, bro. They took Randall out, bro. It took Randle out again. Like every time we played them, bro, they take somebody out, bro. It never fails.
See, now if I had to see them in the third round, like, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals, which I don't think they'd make, but you never know. They've been surprising everybody for the past however many years. I would rather that matchup. You know what I'm saying? I want to beat them on that stage. You know what I'm saying? Because
that
should be satisfying as hell to beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, mm-hmm. Beating Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals would feel good, but beating Miami would be so joyous, bro. Like, I would feel amazing beating these dudes in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just know the style of basketball they play, they're going to bring the pain, bro. That's just what they do. So, am I scared of them? Nah, I'm not scared of nobody. Nobody still, that we're going to see.
Still Knicks fans. Still Knicks fans. The third time we played them, we didn't have Jalen Brunson, brother.
He said, Joe, the third time we played them, we played them, OG was there, and we were winning through three quarters, but we scored 16 points in the fourth, and they beat us because our defense was horrible. I think we gave up 40 in the fourth. Yeah, I think that was the game that Jalen was there, right?
Still not going to beat us in the series, though.
Right. I mean, that's, to me, especially the chemistry that these guys have developed with Josh, of course, Jalen, and Dante DiVincenzo. Just even when the shots aren't falling, they're playing the right brand of basketball always. If you throw OG in there, it's like it just doesn't become any easier for any team to get anything going. Like, you can't, a lot of those passes that you're trying to make within the plays that you're running, we almost make teams have to run ISO. Like, that is a trait of a very, very good defensive team. Like, they're scared to make passes because we're in the passing lanes. They're scared to do anything because it's like, yeah, all right, if you're not, if there's a lot of those plays that you can't just make that drop pass to the guy, he's going to drop it down to whoever on you know, who's on the block. And you don't think OG's going to be there. You don't think Josh is going to be there. Those rebounds, you think Mitch is going to be the only one fighting for rebounds. Like, I think the team is at a point where they have figured out the brand of basketball that they're going to play. And not only that, they figured out what part each and every guy is going to play to, you know, that end all be all. So, you know what I mean? I think we're reaching a point. We're getting guys back at the right time. I do want to see Julius. It's important for Julius to be healthy. I can't sit here and tell you like, oh yeah, I think we'll be all right. Nah, it's important for us to see Julius Randle healthy. Like, we need to see him healthy. Mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying? Because we see what it's like when he's not mentally and physically ready. We've seen it before. But at the end of the day, this team is built with a lot of guys that will sacrifice and step up. And, you know, it's always the next man up, you know, kind of thing. My man Jigga, shout out to you.
So I'm looking at it now.
The Morning Brew Crew, my guys. Shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you.
I'm looking at it. Hold on 1 second. So I'm looking at it now. Brunson did play in the third game. We got outscored in the fourth quarter, 29-23. We lost by 8 points. Okay. So we was already trailing going into the fourth quarter in that game because we lost by 8. We got outscored by 6.
Nah, but I think that's the point that he's. I think he was just bringing up information, but he's also not worried about Orlando either. You know what I'm saying? Because I just.
All right, y'all keep sleep, yo.
And
you think I'm not?
And one last thing. That third game, OG did not play.
Also, that third game, OG didn't play.
OG didn't play. DiVincenzo didn't play. And Hartenstein didn't play. That's the game we lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That says a lot. I mean, listen, man. State got a great point.
We lost that game in the second quarter. We got outscored 38-19. Game was over.
Yeah. I think like State says, those guys, that's the bunch that when they play against us, they bring it. They don't, you know what I mean? They don't shy back. But I think when it comes to the playoffs, they're not designed. That team is not designed to be. Not yet.
Jacob Toppin played 17 minutes in that game, guys.
Oh man.
Like, can we really? Yeah. Charlie Brown Jr. played 5 minutes. Taj Gibson played 9 minutes in that game. Our bench was Taj Gibson, Jacob Toppin, Deuce McBride, and Charlie Brown Jr. Like, can we just flush that third game?
Yeah, I'm good.
Is it safe to say we can flush that?
I'm good.
Nah, he's not convinced.
He said maybe I confused it with Indiana.
Yeah, I think that was the Indiana when we got our doors blown off in the fourth quarter. We didn't stop them. I think they shot like 60% from the field that mm-hmm. game. We didn't mm-hmm. stop them all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, Jigga said Dante DiVincenzo. That's it. That dude was on fire tonight, man. On fire. 40 peach.
The big rag goo.
Big rag goo. RBL says only way Orlando will be in the Knicks if they bring back Horace Grant, Scott Skiles, Dennis Scott, and Nick Anderson. Bro, I'm not going front. They might need Shaq, too. I ain't going to lie to you. Or NT-Mac. Anybody. They're going to have to bring back the whole starting five or the all-time five for the Magic. I'm being ridiculous, but at the end of the day, I'm not gonna say that we're gonna sweep them, but we definitely gonna I don't think we'll have an issue winning that series and getting out healthy as well. That's another thing that I'm cherishing as part of this conversation.
Facts, is getting RBL. We got to be scared of Randall.
Yeah, he did say we do have to be scared of Randall. He said, "I put 300 of Ricky money. We beat Orlando."
The only problem with that is I don't think State's going to take Monopoly money.
Listen, all right,
that's the only 300 I got.
Now, Cuz going to act like he, you know what I mean, at the bottom of the barrel. Let's not do this. We're not doing this, Cuz.
Hey, man, it's a cold world, bro.
I'm not even in the barrel. What you mean, the bottom of the barrel? I'm not even.
I'm under the barrel. You talking about?
I'm trying to find out how to get in the barrel.
You crazy. But anybody else that y'all want to shout out to Hartenstein. He's been playing amazing basketball, especially since he's been healthy. We didn't talk about it in the show, but apparently he's had his dad's half black. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, this is nice conversation to have. This is cool.
Why we gotta have that conversation?
We gotta have the conversation because you hear Hartenstein, you're like, ain't no way he got black in there anyway. his dad is actually black. Yeah. Now shout out to Hartenstein, man. Shout out to him.
He's like 20% black though.
Like, bro, it's funny. I made the joke. I said his new name is Zay. I gave him a black nickname. It's not Isaiah, it's Zay now. So we're gonna call him Zay Harden.
his daddy probably called him.
He probably did call him Zay. who else we got? Precious. Gotta shout out Precious, bro. 16 rebounds tonight, 11 of them off defensive, 5 of them offensive. The dude's just been, you know what I mean, stepping up around the basket, just trying to protect the basket as much as he can.
Yeah, he does a great job with that. What he scares me when he shoots though.
Like, yes, that, yes,
he's trying to be falling though. I'd be like,
hold on, what y'all be afraid of though?
I'd be afraid of getting hit. Yo, bro, sometimes this shit looks like the ball gonna come through the screen.
I mean, look, yeah. The only reason I'm not afraid is because he don't shoot off. If he was out there chucking it up, then I'd be like, all right, somebody, Tibbs, go get this guy.
Taking Julius amount threes, then I'm worried.
It's time to get him out of there.
But I do feel like when Julius and Mitch comes back, we will see a lot less minutes from my man Precious, but I don't think he's gonna be, you know, just not getting any minutes at all. I think he'll get some spot minutes here and there, because I do think that Tibbs understands that he can trust him in certain situations. He's proven to Tibbs that he can trust him in certain situations. So I see him, getting a few minutes out of there here and there. But once you get the lineup back, you got Mitch, you got Julius, you got Isaiah. I mean, what's his name is playing a lot of four recently too. Josh Hart, but I mean, you got OG there. It's not going to be a lot of minutes for Precious, but the fact that you've got him there and he's going to be ready to ball out is kind of what, I'm happy for this team.
It all depends. I mean, yes, you're definitely 100% correct. He's going to get reduced minutes, but, mm-hmm. you know, we don't know what Mitch is going to look like when he comes back. They're not going to play him like they were playing him before he was out.
He might just come off the bench. Yeah. He might come off the bench, but.
Oh, he's definitely coming off the bench. He's already said that.
Yeah, he's not playing more than 20 minutes, I don't see. And I'd be surprised if he plays more than 5 minutes a quarter. You know what I'm saying? At least for the first round. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at this point, I do see them trying to keep the continuity that they got with Isaiah down there. And even while Julius comes back, throwing Precious in there just to keep a little bit of the momentum of the energy and just the style that we were playing while he was out. I do see Tibbs trying to work him into the lineup that way. But, you know what I mean? I do want to talk about, real quick, the remaining games that we have left. The next game we play is against the Raptors on Wednesday. I'm not sure.
We've lost 11 straight.
Who've lost 11 straight, but RJ has also been gone. He's been out for like 10, 11
days. Which makes me uncomfortable, actually, that they've lost 11 straight. Because you know how it is, bro. You always feel like they're due. And you don't want to be the team.
Yeah, you don't want to be the team that they come in. But Quickly's not playing tomorrow. RJ's not playing tomorrow. Like, it's going to be really hard.
And Scotty is out too, right?
And Scotty's out. Unless we literally completely.
Yeah, so we should definitely wash them up.
There'd be no reason for us to lose to that team. And shout out to the family of RJ Barrett, you know, sending condolences, experiencing the passing of his younger brother. I know that's not something that anybody wants to deal
that's,
with. So,
that's crazy, bro.
You know what I mean? Shout out to his family. I hope they're doing well. He's been out for a while, so, you know, I think he'll be inching his way back soon, but it's towards the end of the season. They're not making the playoffs, so. You know, why even rush back? You know what I mean? You do want to get some run, but at the end of the day, these guys, Quickly's not playing tomorrow. I mean, on Wednesday. He might play Wednesday. He didn't play today. So he might play Wednesday. He might try to light us up.
Hold on, let me see. Did they say what was wrong with him?
Quickly as well. Who? Nathan?
Nah, not Nathan. Quick. Did they say why he was up?
Oh, no, I don't.
Check the chat.
Oh, he lost a loved one too. Oh yeah. Well, wow. Well, there you go. This, I wouldn't be surprised. Shout out to you, still Knicks fans. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if these guys don't.
Oh, Quick lost a loved one too. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a rough time.
That's crazy.
It's a rough time, man. So, shout out to those guys. Once a Nick, always a Nick. Yeah.
Man. God bless their family.
Facts,
man. Yo, RPL, I don't even know where the closest Sitco is, brother.
Sitco. Yeah, man. So, shout out to my guys. Once a Nick, always a Nick. Both of my young boys. I hope everything's all right with their family. Then we play on Friday. We play the Spurs. That should be a dub. Sunday.
So hold on. Can we talk about the Spurs real quick?
Sure.
So you're not like a little bit concerned that we just get like a Wendy game?
Absolutely. There can be, bro, we are the Knicks. There can be the game for anybody we play. It could be George Niang.
Like that, you know that. What I'm saying, bro? Especially like earlier, we seen Wemby like early in the year, right? Where he was still figuring things out. He's clearly figured things out now.
But the thing
like,
is,
you're not afraid that he has like a 30-point, 12-rebound, 10-block game or something crazy like that.
All year, he's been having Wemby games and still losing. Yeah. Like, and that's not a
they
great,
still lose.
It's not a great
that's
team.
That's true.
It's not a great team over there. Pop knows it. He's just trying to let these guys figure it out together and get that chemistry. There's no way that Dante and Josh don't punk these little dudes. I see it in their demeanor. Like, all right, we gonna be on them. They better hit every shot. They better make every pass crisp. I see it. Like, they're not gonna let these dudes just come in there and do whatever, bro. At this point of the season, I feel like they're going for 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do feel good about themselves without having a lot of these guys in the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Go for 50.
14 and 11 without him. So, yeah.
Go for 50. You know what I mean? At this point, I just don't see them losing a game unless they're completely playing like ass, which is they can't make a shot. The refs ain't helping them at all. And they just, you know, not playing well as a unit. I don't see a collapse like this, especially with guys coming back. You know what I mean? You got Mitch coming out there about to be playing a few minutes here and there. You got OG coming back soon. Like, I just don't see them fall into the Spurs. Now, Sunday, playing the Thunder, that might be a little...
That's a different
story. That's a different story. I don't know. Is there a scouting report on Shai?
Whatever scouting report is out on Shai, it's not working.
It's not working. Whatever the hell it is. whatever the hell it is. I don't know what he's doing out there, but everything he does is just.
They need a drug test, him.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does get drug tested, because he's been on the tear, MVP candidate at this point, and he's just on another level. Now, we do have to play the Heat on Tuesday. That's one of those games we worried about. Can we make it out? I wouldn't be surprised if guys started coming back, if that was a game where they said, you know, OG,
let's sit this one out.
It just, yeah, y'all go ahead and sit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. We're not messing with these dudes, bro.
I don't want to. I wouldn't be surprised if they rested. All these guys rested that game, but I don't see that happening.
Miami is dirtier than porn, bro.
Yo, why stay look like he rapping?
Yeah.
You turn that beat up.
They said State working on his mixtape, bro.
Yo, State not playing with them, bro. State is not playing. Shout out to you, Raphael. He said, what up, State? And what's up to everybody on the panel? Peace to you, my guy. Peace. RBO said, Wimby going to have 36, 19, 9 assists, 4 steals, 15 blocks, and an L.
And a loss. Yeah.
You forgot that part. But he's going to be the first dude to have 10 in like 4 or 5 categories in the game, bro. Like, I see it happening. There's no way that with his talent, it's not possible. He literally can get.
Bro, he's not human, bro.
He's not human. He's not human. There's nothing that he does that looks normal.
You know,
nothing.
Talking about Wimby when the Knicks is in win now mode?
Nah, bro. Listen, I'm telling you, Wimby gonna have a good game if he does and lose. They're gonna lose. We're not losing to the
Knicks. Not versus the Knicks. You seen what Mitchell Robinson did to him earlier this season.
I did.
That was earlier in the year, though. He's a different player.
Doesn't matter. You got a nice game there, man.
Don't get me wrong. Wimby on his way, he getting the confidence, but they gonna catch that L, and I wouldn't be surprised if.
I would be surprised if Hartenstein like just shut him out though.
Yeah, absolutely, because he's still frail. He didn't gain weight. You know what I mean? He figured out how to play basketball, but he learned how to take a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's still a part of the game you're gonna have to adjust to as you get better as a player, the longer that you're in the league. But this team is gonna fight. You hear every single squad that we play. Their coach talks about it. They talking to the opposing players in the locker room, and they all saying that the brand of basketball they play is different. They very tough. They you know what I mean? They fight hard. That's exactly what I want to be happening, and I want that to be the, you know, our calling card, what everybody knows us for. But
so after we wrap everybody in bubble wrap for the Heat game, I want everybody. I'm gonna be at that game, so I need everybody to pledge. Chill.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I need you to go crazy. Whenever the camera going around, so you know what I mean, we could get a little clip of you going stupid in Miami.
I'm trying to get on Kiss Cam with a Miami shorty, you feel me?
Oh, you wildin' right now. Take it easy, my guy.
Hey man, look, man, I'm single, brother. I can say stuff like this, man.
You can say that. I'm gonna leave it there, bro. I'm not gonna.
Yo, y'all crazy, man.
I'm not gonna go crazy. I'm not gonna go crazy right now.
Knicks beat the terrible Pistons tonight, man.
We got the dub.
All a good W. Dante DiVincenzo career night. Mm-hmm. The guard up Knicks. Shout out to the people who's following Guard Up Knicks. I'm also sharing this for my channel as well. So
yes sir.
Again, make sure you watch the playback. I will have this post game on audio as well. Mm-hmm. I probably will have this post game on audio as well, man. Once again, man, love everybody, man, who tuned in tonight, man. These post game YouTube streams, you know, it's a lot of competition. That's why I stay away. I don't even do YouTube post game. You see, I stay away. I don't even try. Nah. I got the Twitter joint on lock. Yeah,
I definitely stayed away. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But shout out to you, man. Obviously, you know where I'm at. I'm in my family liquor store. I'm out there help my uncle.
Yo, say no more, Raphael. Like, I'm out here. I'm out here, bro. I'm available. Like, we're good.
Yeah. And shout out to you, Apollo. I appreciate you because you was the first person to actually like hit me up for the live stream or audio or anything, even before.
Absolutely.
Apollo hit me up.
Like I said, we go back. We go way back. Like
way back. So,
like babies and babies and pacifiers.
Absolutely. Yep. I'm gonna definitely hit you up tonight or probably tomorrow morning. I'll see when I can get you on the pod, but I appreciate you guys, man. Rick,
sir,
regular Joe, Apollo, and everybody from God Up Next family. Yes. I appreciate everybody, man. Shouts to Ralph, man. Ralph, I appreciate you pulling up as well too, man. Peace and blessings.
Thank you for coming out too, my guy. I know you got a lot going on. You busy?
Your state.
You're the busiest man on Twitter these days. You heard me?
Your state. I heard that you got a Kendrick diss track coming out pretty soon.
Okay. All right, yeah, you good. I'll holla at y'all, man.
Yo, go ahead, stay holla at me, boy. Hit me, boy.
All right, bro.
Yes, sir. Yo, shout out to my guy, State. Shout out to my guy. You know what I mean? Appreciate you for coming through. And everybody who came from State side, appreciate
you. Oh, RBL just called you out, bro. Damn.
You said. Oh, shoot.
Next week. All right. Yo, next week, man. Like, damn, y'all ain't gonna try to keep calling me out anytime y'all see me on YouTube, bro. Like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm willing to do a show live from Miami, bro.
What's that? Is that Tuesday?
That's a Tuesday, sir.
It's next Tuesday. It's not this Tuesday. It's next Tuesday. We might be able to work something out with that.
Let's do it.
Live from the game. What? We better be winning. First of all, stay safe, because it get crazy out there with Knicks fans.
You can't do a live from the game.
Yeah, they might be. I'm gonna
have some folks with me. I'll be all right. I got Dobbs with me, bro. I got the Mad Hatter with you.
You straight.
I'm straight, bro.
All he gotta do is grill somebody. They ain't gonna fuck with you.
That's it.
He just gotta give him the face. They're gonna be like, all right, my bad. Chill out. Nah, but Ralph said I'm not. RBL said I'm not even a Knicks fan. He's not. He's really not even a Knicks fan. But this RBL is example of somebody who's
that's fine though.
Supporter. He's a supporter, bro. No matter what, he always shows up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's not a Knicks fan.
I'm surprised. You're a basketball fan. Judging by your handle, that's all that matters.
He's a Laker fan. I play ball. I've talked about it before. I played ball damn near almost all of my younger days. Of course, I ain't been playing ball in a minute, but you know what I'm saying, a lot of my younger days I did play with, you know, I don't want to say a real name on here, but RBL. I've been playing with RBL for a minute, you know what I'm saying. You're Izzy. So, shout out to you.
Izzy, you late.
I mean, are you are you a
Izzy coming through his normal time? He like, yo, they almost done. All right, time to jump on.
So what's good? Are you a Lakers fan or are you a LeBron fan? Because I feel like
he's a Laker fan. He's a Laker fan.
So you with the Lakers? All right.
Yeah. All right, my man Raul. He said you can say, all right, my man Raul. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, bro. Shout out to you.
I mean, you said his name on the show before.
I have. It's just been a while. So, you know what I'm saying? My brain a little foggy. It's been a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because it's cool. A lot going on. A lot of stuff happening this year. You know what I mean? But Lakers, yeah, he said in capitals, Lakers fan.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Izzy. Peace and abundance to the gods. Yo.
Shout out to Izzy, bro.
I'm gonna get a fan show going. I gotta get Izzy on. Sorry. Matter of fact,
hit that thumbs up button, please, fellas.
Yeah, please. If y'all still here, hit that subscribe, that thumbs up. I appreciate all y'all that's showing. Everybody that's here on YouTube, everybody that's here on Twitter.
Share this with your pastor.
I don't know. There's a lot of language in here that the pastor wouldn't appreciate. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I heard some pastors with some mouths. Just saying.
Yo.
We're not gonna go there today. That's a different sermon that I don't really want to address at this point. But
we're supposed to go through the schedule, bro. Damn.
That's what I'm saying. That's like what we talking about. But I was gonna say I do want to shout out say that I still want to do a fan show so guys like Izzy and Raul and other guys can come up and just talk basketball, because you know what I mean, that's just what we do. So
Tried that one time,
y'all let me,
but nobody wanted to come on.
Yeah, actually, that's actually what happened. No, what actually happened is I sent Izzy the link. Izzy got the link, came on, and then backed out. And then he was like, "Yo, my shit stopped working." I was like, "All right, Izzy, come on, bro."
Oh, he pulled a Harry.
He pulled a Harry on me, bro. He hit me with the, yo, you never invite me on the show. Then he came on and then dipped out. I was like, yo, what happened? He was like, yo, my shit was acting crazy. Like, come on, Izzy, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. He said it was my phone. I know. I'm messing with you, bro. I'm messing with you. He said, I'll give Joe a free JB Fire Stick if he shouts my name out the game. JB Fire Stick. All right, so let's finish this schedule before we get up out of here. After the after the Heat are the Kings, right? Yes.
Yeah, Kings. They're gonna have payback on their mind.
They're gonna have payback on their mind, especially dudes like Malik Monk with the angry face. It looked like he purposely don't comb his hair, like, just so he could be mad.
They gotta come to our building though, so we'll see about that. That's TNT too, bro.
And they're pushing into territory where guys are going to start coming back healthy. So this is what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these teams we worried about, we might not have to. But, you know, you don't want to go into these games thinking that you have a win locked up.
But
at the end of the day, these guys do play in a style of basketball that's been fairly consistent all year. You know what I'm saying? So Bulls after that. We talked about the Bulls. They've been playing a little bit, you know, with some vigor, I guess, because they're trying to make the play and they're in ninth place right now.
They've been a little spicy.
The Bucks. We know the Bucks.
They lost tonight though to the Wizards.
Well, see, this is the team we should not be losing to. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know that these guys are spicy. They might wake up, oh, it's the Knicks. But at the end of the day, we better handle business. That's what I'm going to say. Not that we should. We better handle business against a lot of these teams. Because there should be no reason why we're losing to the Bulls. We got the Nets again. I don't want to see us lose to the Nets after we just beat them the other day. And they was talking about, oh, yeah.
The Nets quit on their season, bro.
They quit on their season. You can clearly see it. You can clearly see it. You know what I'm saying? But, Celtics, Nets, Bulls. Yeah, we got to beat these teams to end out the year. I do want to get at least seven of those wins, so you know we can get our guys 50 wins and going to the playoffs healthy. That's the goal. If we got to wrap Brunson and all these guys, Dante and Bubble Tape, like I don't care. But how many? By the way, Dante breaks the single game 3-point record. How many is he away from beating the record for the season? I think he hit 11. He was at 18. Is it 7 away? Yeah. If he was at 18, he hit 11 tonight. He's 7 away. So
that means he was at 18. I mean, he got 29. He's 12 away. The record is 241.
Oh, it's 241. It's not 240?
Yeah. I think it's 241.
That's
sure.
Evan. Okay.
Come on, man. That's Joe giving you numbers. You got to roll with it.
I can't. I forgot. My fault. I should have known not to question Joe. That's. You got to know your personnel.
If I told Joe my birthday, he said, "Nah, that's not your birthday." That's I'd be like, birthday. "You know what? You're right, Joe.
You're probably right about that."
You're right, Joe.
Joe be like, it says right here.
I'd be like, my bad.
It says right here that your birthday is December 14th. Nah, but we definitely got to get these dubs. I think that if we can finish this season in the third seed or fourth seed, which is probably more likely, we'll end up playing the
Cavs keep winning though.
The Cavs keep winning, which is why we might end up in the fourth seed, which is whatever. I don't care. I don't care about the Cavs winning because they clearly have proven to be a regular season team at this point. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised that whoever they play in the first round this year will probably get them out of there as well.
Yeah, their schedule is easy as shit, Ricky. That's why.
That's probably why. But at the end of the day, I'm cool with playing Orlando in the first round. You know what I'm saying? That's me personally. I'm cool playing Orlando in the first round. Number one, we get to not be easy. You know what I mean? I have an easy road, but we can definitely take advantage of their disadvantages or their weaknesses. That's what I'm saying. We can take advantage of their weaknesses. You know, like you saying, them being bottom 5% in the league and scoring 3-point. I mean, it's just...
They're a bad offensive team.
bad offensive team. They can't score.
And I think that we could exploit that. I think they're a great defensive team, but I just think we're better than them offensively, so we'll be able to overcome whatever now, they could throw at us.
What if we end up skipping over the Celtics? I mean, the Celtics, the Cavaliers, and taking third, and then we end up playing the Pacers in the first round?
That's a little bit scarier.
That's it is scary, being honest, scary, but I think we can take the Pacers.
But I still think we beat them. Mm-hmm.
They don't guard anybody.
Bro.
Yeah. That's the other thing. But they don't like us. That's the other thing. But also, I do think their style of play doesn't work in the playoffs. They're very up and down. They don't have a lot of half court sets. You know what I mean? I don't think they can do that because the lineups are going to be a lot shorter. You can't play a lot of your bench guys in the playoffs. You typically get eight-man rotations in the playoffs. So I don't really see them having eight guys that they can throw out there consistently and depend on them to knock us out in the first round. You know what I'm saying? But you never know. But at the end of the day, I don't think that team is a team we got to really worry about in the playoffs. I think our goals are set to get to the finals, but we're going to take every series serious until we get there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's pretty much all I gotta say. If you're still here, hit that like button, that subscribe button. If you're on Twitter, please come over to the YouTube side, hit that subscribe real quick. You know what I'm saying? And hit that bell so you're notified when we go live. And follow us on all the platforms that we have on Twitter, Instagram, Guard Up Knicks everywhere. You got Rick the Ruler, you got Joe. You guys got anything else you want to talk about?
I just wanted to look at something real quick before we get out of here. If I could even find it.
I would like to see Josh Hart not hesitate on a three-point shot when he's wide open.
They're going to
love that.
Teams are going to hunt for that in the playoffs. They're going to force Josh to take shots in the playoffs. We have to expect that. And I think Josh needs to get his ass in the gym.
Yeah, he got to work on that. They're going to give that to him.
They're going to give you that shot all playoff long. They're going to give it to you every single time. And teams are also going to game plan for his fast break Euro that you should – I don't know how the hell he's still getting away with at this point.
Yeah, they're not going to stop him. He's pretty consistent with that.
He's pretty consistent with it, but they also know how to game plan for it. All you got to do is get back. Yeah. If you get back, if you get two, three guys back – He's gonna pass.
I've seen him do it on two, three guys.
They're usually two small guys. Whenever there's a big back, he doesn't do it. When the big is back, he'll come down and he'll fan out and he'll throw it somewhere. But when there ain't no big in the paint, he's euro every time. Yeah. He's gonna
catch that off the board. Yeah,
every single time.
I don't know how he'd be getting that shit off.
Yo, it looks scary.
I don't know. He's one of the best finishers that I've been watching since the season started, not just on his team, but just
that plays below the rim too.
Right. Yeah. That plays below the rim. Josh has just been, he's been everything that we need him to be, man. You can't hate that kid. You can't hate that kid at all. You know what I mean? He said there's no such thing as a travel to NBA, fella. Pretty much. You can almost do whatever you want. Ask Giannis. He does whatever the
hell. Oh my God. Did you see that? Did you see that shit the other day, bro?
When he was falling?
He took like six steps? Yeah.
I can't stand watching him play sometimes, cause it's not fair. Like I don't have no problem with Giannis.
He's good enough, bro. Don't give him six steps.
I hate watching him play because the refs let him do whatever the hell he wants to do, dog.
Yeah.
Dude, you're not gonna call that shit.
I think the refs they're not sure like how many steps he actually takes because his strides are so big. But yeah, he's doing like three consecutive euros.
And he does.
My boy was literally just falling backwards, like.
Just... He kept stepping. He kept stepping as he.
How do you not see that?
I'm like, yo, what are y'all looking at, dog? And then passed it off, and he hit the shot. I'm like, nah, bro. Yeah. If I'd have lost like that, I'm telling you right now, I'd have went crazy.
Yeah.
The rest would. Yeah, they'd have to pull me off that ref. I'd have been thinking like, yeah, you're stupid. I'd have been
fooled. Would have done no good. They would have offered an apology the next day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh my bad, we missed that.
Come on, man. Yeah, I swear, bro. The way Cat be talking, like he can never play in an NBA game.
I've told plenty of people. There are just certain people who are meant to be in the league, and certain guys who are not. I don't have the temperament.
Like, yeah, you'll be going up. Be like, sorry, refs, Hayes.
You said. I'd be Draymond for real in that shit. Wait, what'd you say, Rick?
You would be different. I mean, it would be your career. Like, you ain't messing stuff up just because you did that call. So you're not gonna be Ron Artest out there. You ain't gonna be Draymond or nothing. Nah. So yeah,
I would have learned how to reel it in after a while. But I think my first couple of years, it'd have been bad. I'd have been yelling at every ref that I seen. I couldn't go in the Foot Locker if it was me. I'd have been like, yo,
he's at 234.
He's at 234 after tonight.
Dante. So he needs 7 more to tie and 8 more to break.
Mm-hmm. He needs to hit.
I thought he was trying to get it tonight, honestly.
The way he was shooting, right? No, I'm not going to lie.
With Evan on him.
If they didn't adjust their defense to him, he would have probably hit 13 threes tonight.
Could you imagine if he hit the shot to beat his score over him?
That would have been crazy. It was funny because one of the plays that he had the ball, and then all of a sudden Evan starts doing his hand shit, going crazy all over him, and then they call a foul, and then he walked away pissed. He hit him. He walked away like, "Come on, man, that bullshit." And then Evan sitting there like, "But what?" And then he walked over to me, said something to him, and Dante just ignored him. Yeah, like, get out of here.
Yeah, Evan like Bruce Bowen out there tonight.
Bro, in the fourth quarter. Like, all of a sudden, you gotta play defense. I know Tibbs is like, "Who the hell is this dude?" Yeah. Like, what's that? What's that mean? With, what's the dude from UFC? The guy who the Scottish guy.
Conor McGregor. I was just watching Roadhouse the other
day. Me and my brother watched it the other day. It's good. We enjoyed it.
That shit dope.
I just think every time I see him, I think of like, who the fuck is this guy? That shit sounds so hilarious to me. But yeah, man, I gotta watch that movie. But let's get out of here.
It's Conor McGregor on steroids in that movie though. It's really good. He's nuts. He's absolutely nuts.
Yeah,
he's nuts. The movie is nuts. It's like crazy, and like you almost can't believe the shit that you see.
Yeah, like, it's predictable in some places, and other places it's like, yo, okay, I get it. Yeah,
I gotta watch.
For what it was, though, for what it was, like, it was outstanding, bro.
Yeah, I would say so.
Gotta see it. But thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, everybody's here on Twitter, everybody who's here on YouTube, whatever platform you're watching on, I appreciate you for spending this much time. It's almost 12 o'clock at night. And I hope to see you guys the next time, whenever the hell is. I'm not gonna promise nobody nothing, because even these guys, I tell them, I'm like, yo, we gonna do a show tonight? They be like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, we down.
And then I hit them the next day like, yo, my bad, something was crazy.
Yo, it's just hard, bro.
Sometimes everybody's scheduling.
We gonna talk, but my schedule is just wild right now.
Everybody, your schedule, I gotta readjust. A lot of things change, so that now, you know, my schedule and how I run the show is gonna be a little bit different.
I've been sleepy, bro. I'm sleepy right now.
Tell me about it. I'm sleepy every day. I'll be watching a Nick game sometimes. If the game is boring, I'm falling asleep as I'm watching the game. Like, it's
I mean, I enjoy this show and I fell asleep 3 times. I don't know if you guys.
it also wouldn't be the first time for you.
That's your trademark, bro.
Yo, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the video, yo, you would hear me snoring on so many of these shows. It's so embarrassing, man.
I'm not gonna lie. You and Dre are notorious. I've caught Dre bad times on some.
Dre,
I'm like, yo, Dre, difference is Ricky slick. He got the black background. He dark skin. He turned the lights low. You ain't really gonna see. He got the glasses. Dre be sitting there bare face, bright lights, everything. Like, I'd be like, yo, Dre, wake up. What's up with you, bro? But Dre also works too. Shout out to Dre, by the way. Shout out to my big bro. He works 2 jobs. This dude's like dad of the year right now. He's doing everything. So shout out to everybody. We got crazy schedules, it's hard to keep up with it, but there's no excuse.
Don't call me that, bro. I ain't sleepy Joe, bro.
nah, that might be the new name. We might have to trademark that.
Somebody got that title
already belong to somebody,
Okay, I guess I see where you're going there. All right, well, listen, y'all. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Any last words, my guys, before we get up out of here?
Nah. Peace, love, and how it go?
Rock and roll.
I mean, he's loving everything. There's mad different variations of that shit. But listen, y'all have some good peace, some good love, and all of that. While I go get me some sleep. Shout out to the chat. Hair grease. Shout out to the chat. Everybody that was in here. I can't even name everybody. Raul, Lonnie, Ivan, Izzy, Raf was in here. Still Knicks fans was in here. Jiggerman came in here. Xavier was in here. Shout out to everybody. I'm probably missing a couple people, but apologize for that. But until next time, y'all, I appreciate y'all coming through. Peace.